You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. According to experts at the Brewers Association, a craft beer trade group, Michigan's craft breweries still have a lot more room to grow, both within the state and the country. But the latest step for some brewers is to step into the international market, selling in countries like Italy, Ireland, even Russia and Japan. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg brings us the story.
Bottles clank their way along the production line at Arcadia Brewing's 30,000-foot facility in Kalamazoo. Most of the beer here will end up on draft or in liquor stores in nearby states. But by the end of the year, owner Tim Surprise plans to send them from here all the way around the globe.
There's been some interest from Russia, of all places, believe it or not. Perhaps the Spain and or a couple of European markets we're looking at for 2015.
The vast majority of craft beer is still sold locally within a few states of home base. And experts say there's plenty of room to grow in the market. Galesburg's Bell's Brewing has stayed totally domestic, even as it prepares to expand its facilities to 1 million barrels per year. But Arcadia is following in the steps of a few Michigan breweries like Founders and Shorts and going abroad.
Let's just take Great Britain, for example. There's been a really profound renaissance in craft brewing there for a few years now. And I think there's been a continuing appetite and desire for diversity through American craft beers.
Nationally, the amount of craft beer going to other countries grew by 36% just last year. Michigan Brewers Guild President Scott Graham says it's all a natural progression.
It's this incredible phenomenon. I mean, at the recent Craft Brewers Conference in Portland, Oregon, you know, massive trade show, attendance is over 11,000 people. You know, this trade show 20 years ago was 300 people who knew each other, you know? So it's really a remarkable thing. And yeah, why wouldn't some exporting be part of the mix?
That popularity really started in the depths of the internet. Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids was one of the first to export beer all the way back in 2008. And co-founder Mike Stevens says it was the web that convinced him to take the leap.
I guess what I saw overseas was a mirror image of what I saw domestically 20, 25 years ago. And that being this community of beer geeks that desired the kinds of beers we were making, this community of small boutique wholesalers that were hand, you know, selling these beers to this beer geek community. And what we found so enjoyable here in the States, perhaps 10, 20 years down the road, they will as well.
Well, now the market's getting there, and while it may seem appealing to a lot of brewers, there are two main questions they've got to answer before jumping in. The first, does it even make business sense? See, there's a trade-off with going overseas. You open up new markets, but with shipping and everything, it costs more. That's an issue for smaller breweries, as some don't even make a profit until they're selling more than 10,000 barrels of beer every year.
That's business 101, right? So really, does size matter? Technically speaking, no, because you can find a home. But does size matter from a business perspective? You better believe it does, because I mean, if you're not a profitable company, then you have no business shipping internationally.
The second question a brewer needs to figure out is how to make sure your beer stays fresh from the production facility all the way to the mouth of a beer drinker in, say, Hong Kong. It's tough. For breweries without the benefit of a larger company to help show them the ropes, they have to rely on a wholesale distributor to buy their product and push it out. Finding one is actually pretty easy. The hard part is picking a good one. That's where the Brewers Association, the craft beer trade group, comes in. The association has an export development program to help small brewers expand internationally. But program manager Mark Snyder says the goal isn't simply exporting as much as possible. It's making sure brewers export wisely.
And so many of our brew members are being contacted by exporters, but they're not exporters, or they don't know what they're doing, and they want the cheapest way to get the beers overseas, and the beer's not protected, it will arrive, in essence, bad. It'll spoil.
As the newest brewery in the international market, Arcadia is planning on sticking with the slow and steady track. Surprise told me over and over again that foreign sales won't change anything domestically. He wants to keep things deliberate.
We're not talking about huge volumes. We're looking at somewhere between 8 to 10 pallets of beer a month And that's a manageable number, and it keeps us engaged at a very close and personal level with where the beer is going, making sure that it's pulling through.
This is still the trickiest balance for a brewery, expanding the business while making sure everyone gets the same quality beer. But Mike Stevens of Founders thinks the industry can do it, and he envisions that at some point decades from now, the international craft market could be just as big as what's in the States. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.